or the affirmative team can well be considered an expert on our topic this morning, given she is the author of two books titled Who Killed Creativity and The Innovation Race. Also a researcher at the University of Sydney, plus a company director of her own consulting business, Tyrion International. This speaker has been involved in helping create a culture of innovation at some of the world's top businesses, including Google in the US, Nestle in Switzerland, and the Four Seasons Hotels in Canada. We move now to our second speaker in the affirmative team, Jaya Grant.
As has been introduced, I am a researcher. I have been teaching about creative thinking and innovation for the past 20 years. I've been studying it in depth for the last 6 years with the State University of New York and now with the University of Sydney. And what I would like to do is to bring this debate back to the facts, to the cold, hard facts. And if we look at the evidence, he's laughing. If we look at the evidence, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I think we will discover that there is a crime scene and it is of concern. Now, I said I'd introduce my child. This is my child when he was 5 years old, one of my children. And a really fascinating story that taught myself and my husband, who also works in the same field, about the value of creative thinking and imagination. And what happened was, we both have a consulting company, and he was preparing to give a presentation to a whole lot of bankers in Singapore. And I was driving the car, he was in the passenger seat, he had all of his notes, all the theories about creative thinking and innovation on his lap, and we were discussing with a heated debate about what the best theory was and how he could introduce his talk. And in the back seat, we'd given our son a big round biscuit. Now, can you just help me out and take a bite out of that for me? If I do, just take a bite. Thank you. If I do it, I can't talk. He took a bite and he held his biscuit up and he said, "Look, Daddy, a moon." And Daddy said, "Sorry, son. Not now, I'm busy." Our son was unperturbed. He took another bite. I'll give it to you. All right, I took a bite. And he said, "Look, Daddy, a mountain." And he did this over and over again. He took bites and he came up with a sailing ship and a rainbow and a racing car. And after 7 times, we finally looked at each other and said, "Oh my gosh, it's dawned upon us that here are we trying to academically conjure up imagination, and he's demonstrating imagination in the back seat." So he went to Singapore the next day, and we decided this was a great start to the presentation. So we got some biscuits, got some bankers up on the stage, asked them to take a bite out of the biscuit, and asked them to tell him what they saw. Guess what they said? What do you think? A biscuit with a bite out of it. Now it so happens, this is a strange coincidence, but I actually delivered a keynote to bankers this afternoon, 2:30 p.m. I was in front of 250 bankers and I thought, oh, I should try this again, you know, see if it works for tonight. Got some bankers out on the stage, got them to take a bite out of the biscuit. A biscuit with a bite out of it. One of them said, "Oh, half a biscuit." I thought, that's really creative. Ladies and gentlemen, we have a problem. It's a crime scene. And there is clear evidence, forensic evidence. The facts show, and this is research, longitudinal research that's been done over a period of 60 years by Paul Torrance in the US. And he has discovered that 98% of 3 to 5 year olds score as creative geniuses on divergent thinking tests. And guess how many adults score as geniuses? How many? 2%. That means 2 of you are creative geniuses. The rest of us are doomed. Something is happening to creative thinking over our lifespan. And you can see the rapid drop as we get older, 8 to 10 year olds, 13 to 15 year olds. Creative thinking is dying. Imagination is dying over our lifespan. We don't have the time to play anymore, to think anymore. Our son had a nice, simple childhood where he kicked a ball around back in the days. He's now 20 years old. But back then, he kicked a ball around, he climbed trees, and he used his imagination. Also, what's happening is over generations, we're losing our imagination, we're losing our creative thinking. So what you can see is that for a period of time, CQ and IQ, or creative quotient and intelligence, were rising at the same rate. Up until the 1990s, IQ continued to rise according to the Flynn effect, which is we have enriched environments that encourage our intelligence, but creative thinking has dropped off. This is of a concern. Now, what happened in the 1990s, ladies and gentlemen? Something happened that's impacting our imagination. Now, while our opposition team might try to tell you that devices have nothing to do with innovation, it is a part of the Webster Dictionary definition. You cannot ignore the devices. They are doing something to our brains. They are impacting our imagination. Let's talk about what happens to the brain when we're under pressure. What's happening is it takes us 25 minutes to get into a creative state of flow. Mikhail Csikszentmihalyi has proven this in his research and a fascinating book, 25 minutes to get into a creative state of flow. Let's do a quick experiment here in the room. Put your hand up if you have looked at a device, any device, in the last 24 hours. Okay, the last 12 hours since breakfast, put your hands up. 12 hours since breakfast, 6 hours since lunch, 2 hours since you've been at this event, the last 30 minutes since the opposition has been speaking. Oh, look how many people have their hands up. Keep your hand up if you're still looking at your device right now. Okay, who's got an iWatch on? We're constantly being distracted, aren't we? Constantly being distracted. If it takes 25 minutes to get into a creative state of flow, it's going to take us hours, days, weeks, years before we can use our imagination and access it again. We're in this constant busy state, interrupted, distracted, and we're in cognitive overload. Our brains cannot cope. And it's been proven that our brains can only cope with 5 pieces of information at a time. If we keep getting thrown more and more information, we can't access our imagination. We have no room, no space to imagine. So I want to tell you a little bit more about the impact on the brain. It actually kills brain cells. So when we're under stress, when we're trying to multitask, it kills twice as many brain cells as smoking marijuana. Twice as many. It impacts our hippocampus, which is responsible for memory, which allows us to imagine in the future. It impacts our striatum, which is responsible for flexibility, which means we get stuck in a certain habitual way of thinking. We can't think divergently. It actually trims off the neural endings so that we can't go down different pathways. It shuts down our brain when we're under stress. The corticosteroids send us into fight or flight mode. We operate from the primitive brain stem so that we can't get our thinking to the prefrontal cortex, which is where we're able to think and logically imagine and use our imagination most effectively. Innovation actually peaked back in the 1950s. That's when we came out with our most dramatic, game-changing innovations. A lot of the innovations that the opposition team will tell you about were back in the history. They're not today. We're not coming up with really different, game-changing innovations. The challenge is we have a Frankenstein situation where the created is now killing the creator. So now innovation is killing imagination. We need innovation, but we're killing it. Remember the day when you used to actually live in the moment? You used to enjoy the experience. You used to have time to think and dream and imagine in the bath. Today we live through our devices. We have no time to think originally and to reflect. And it is killing our imagination. So next time that Netflix goes down, or you're waiting for it to upload, or Telstra goes down, or next time that your Microsoft is uploading, see it as a wonderful opportunity. Be thankful. because you actually might have the chance to access your imagination and rescue it again. Thank you.
A lot of concern in the room this evening around mobile phones and devices, but there was some good news this morning from the Apple launch in San Francisco. They have now developed an iPhone app to help us stop using our iPhones so often. So they've created the solution to the problem they created for us. So there you go, we can all breathe a sigh of relief on that front.